me to the grocery store so I can show you some of my favorite swaps and ingredients for becoming a more effortless home cook, because it's not about perfection, it's about good enough. Welcome to Having People Over, my 30-day series all about hosting, gathering, and building community at any budget to celebrate my upcoming book, Having People Over. Now, one easy swap to make is going from the all-inclusive salad kits to just the salad to which you add your own dressing and toppings, a small switch that makes it homemade and so much more versatile. I also love going from dried to fresh herbs. Not only can you do so much more with them, they're great for syrups and infusions and garnishes. You can freeze what you don't use. And another thing you can freeze is pre-minced garlic. To me, there's no reason to ever really use garlic when the fresh stuff is so much more flavorful and you can freeze it easily. And speaking of frozen, I love using frozen vegetables in my cooking, especially for out of season. They usually come already cut up and ready to cook and make it so much easier to cook at the end of the day. Especially for my parties, another thing I love doing is stovetop popcorn. It is more delicious, less expensive, and more versatile than microwave. An ingredient I think is often underrated in home cooking is cornstarch. So many of those sauces and glazes we love in takeout is just a cornstarch slurry. And another ingredient I always have in my cabinets for cooking, especially hosting or big groups, is beans. They're so good to supplement or swap out different proteins. They're good for you. They're inexpensive. You can do so much with them. And another thing I always have on hand is these rice paper wrappers. You can make the actual rolls with them, but you can also cut them up and fry them into chips. You can cut them into strips and make them into these flat rice noodles. Delicious. Another ingredient that I think enhances so many different recipes, both sweet and savory, is a little bit of miso paste. You can also make miso soup with it. And speaking of savory cooking, although we're used to in America having our yogurt in a more sweet capacity, I think it's a hugely, hugely underrated ingredient for savory cooking. Obviously, many cultures already know this, but I think we could learn it. For me, when it comes to meat, a swap I always make is chicken thighs instead of chicken breasts. Less expensive, more flavorful, more versatile. Something I always have in my fridge is a big block of Parmesan. You can cut it into shards to serve by itself. The rinds are great for stews and soups and braises. And it's also just so delicious, freshly grated or microplaned. And speaking of which, make sure to be freshly grating all of your cheeses. It takes a tiny bit more work, but it is so much better. The already grated cheeses have like this powdery coating on it that makes it not really good for basically any purpose. It's a small change, but it makes a big difference. Anyway, there's many more, and I would love to hear your swaps and ingredients at the grocery store, but home cooking is so much easier and more accessible than we all think. Just gotta know the tricks.